Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a completely new chapter. The chapter concerning our mu'amalat, our business dealings, and how we go about conducting our business dealings, how we go about transacting. The non-Muslims, they don't see our zakat so much. They don't see our salah because they're not in the masjid. And they don't see our fasting, and sometimes they don't see our tilawat of Quran, our tasbihat. But one thing they see is our akhlaq, our character, the way we conduct ourselves. And from amongst a major portion of our character is our mu'amalat, our business dealings, how we go about doing it, our style, our conduct. And every day we involved in some deal. A person is going to the shop to buy a loaf of bread, he's engaged in a business transaction. A person is selling something in his shop, he's engaged in a business transaction. So in any, even if it's a small way or it's a big way, but the person in daily is involved in transactions. And these are the things that people look at us and say, this is what makes a Muslim. This is the character of a Muslim. This is the honesty of a Muslim. This is the sincerity of the Muslim. This is the kindness of the Muslim. Many things become exposed by a person's dealings. Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi was asked that you had written so many different kitabs. Why have you not written a kitab on tasawwuf? So he explained that I have written Kitabul Buyu. I have written a book on business dealings. In essence, if a person brings his buyu right, he brings his business dealing rights, in essence he has brought tasawwuf in his life. Because this is what is the essence of tasawwuf, is how a person conducts himself. So the chapter we start today, Babu Fadli Samahati fil Bay'i wa Shira'i wal Akhdi wal Ata'i wa Husni al Qada'i wa Taqadi. وإرجاح المكيال والميزان والنهي عن التطفيف وفضل إنذار الموسر المعسر والوضع عنه. The chapter on the virtue of leniency when buying, selling, receiving and giving. So a person is lenient at the time of buying, or the time of selling, or the time of receiving, and the time when he's making payment also. At that time also this person is lenient. And the virtue of settling the debts and accounts kindly, the virtue of giving extra when weighing and measuring, and the prohibition of giving less. So when a person is giving, then at that time he should give extra. He's selling, for example, something that is measured. Now he should give a little bit extra. If he's selling, for example, 1 kilo of beans, then what he should do when he's selling, give a little bit, give 100 grams extra, give 50 grams extra, but don't give less. Here what is being exalted, then give extra. So giving, weighing and giving extra when weighing and measuring, and the prohibition of giving less. The virtue of the creditor who grants respite to his debtor or waives his debt. So one is when a person is demanding his payment, he must be good. When he's paying also, he must be good. And the person that has got people that are owing him money, that person should give them respite. The person who's got that wealth, he should, if he could, and assist the person by writing off some amount. You can see the person is battling. If he can't write off some amount, then at least give him some times. Give him some credit. Allow him some respite, so that he can make that payment. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought ayat of the Quran like they would normally bring to support the heading or subject matter that they are discussing. قال الله تعالى وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Pak is well aware of the good that you do. وقال تعالى وَيَا قَوْمِ أَوْفُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاعَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, O my people, weigh and measure in full with justice, and do not decrease for people their things. When you're measuring, measure with justice, be very fair. This is the life of a Muslim, he is very, very fair. Even as far as his dealings are concerned, he's 100% fair. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. Allah Ta'ala says that destruction be to the cheaters who, when they take measure from mankind, then they demand in full. Time to take, then they are demanding in full. If they measure or weigh for people, time to give, now they are measuring and they are weighing to give people, they reduce. So what Allah Pak is saying, destruction be to such people. The time to take, they are taking full, but time to give, they are giving less to people, they reduce. Do such people not consider that they will be raised unto an awful day? An awful day referring to the day of Qiyamah, a difficult day. Do they not think that they will be raised to such a day? The day when all of mankind will stand before the sustainer of the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of akhirah. When akhirah is in front of a person, then to be honest in his dealings become easy. Take away akhirah, everyone is on the take. The whole system is on the take. Nobody wants to be fair. Why? Because akhirah is not there. When a person has got akhirah in front of him, then everything becomes easy. To be honest and to be fair becomes very easy. We'll do one hadith and then we'll terminate. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna rajulan atan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yataqadahu فأغلظ له فهم به أصحابه فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دعوه فإن لصاحب الحق مقالة. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that a man came up to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This was a Bedouin. He came up to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he started demanding repayment from Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was owing him one camel. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم had taken one camel from him. So this person came and he started demanding payment. The picture they've seen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there at the head. He was with Sahaba, he was with all his companions. And suddenly this person comes up and he starts demanding. And the hadith says, فَأَغْلَظَ عَلَيْهِ. He was very, very harsh with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way he was demanding, he was extremely hard. He was extremely harsh on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَهَمَّ بِهِ أَصْحَابُهُ. Sahaba were there, they went to stop this person. And how can you talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that? They went to stop him from what he was doing. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that, he said, da'uhu, leave him, فَإِنَّ لِصَاحِبِ الْحَقِّ مَقَالَ. This is what you call akhlaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that leave him, for verily a person who a right is due, that person has the right to speak. A person who a right is due to, he has the right to speak. So this man has the right to speak. Now here we learn two things, that when a person is owed money, then he's allowed to speak in a little bit firm manner, he's allowed to speak in a harsh manner. But the best thing is to be kind even when asking for money. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was showing us that the person is allowed to be a little bit firm. But the beauty of his akhlaq was that it was him. It was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was with his sahaba. But yet he stopped everyone. That allowed this person to speak. Give him the right to speak. This is what you call akhlaq. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَعْطُوهُ سِنًّا مِثْلَ سِنِّهِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give him, repay him with a camel similar to what he had given me. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا نَجِدُ إِلَّا أَمْثَلَ مِنْ سِنِّهِ. Sahaba said, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we can only find one camel that is more expensive, that is more older, so being more older, more expensive than the one you had given him. In other words, we can find something better than what is actually due to you. So we're going to repay him with something that is better. That's the only thing we can find. So Nabi Sallam told them, so they came to tell Nabi Sallam, in other words, we don't have the same thing to give him. We got something that is better. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala a'tuhu fa inna khayrakum ahsanukum qada'a. Muttafaqun alayh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give him. Give him the better thing. He gave us something less. What we would normally say? That this person is being so hard with me, so difficult, let me pull him. Let me give him short, let me shortchange him. Let me get back onto him. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, give it to him. Give the better one to him. No problem. Because فَإِنَّ خَيْرَكُمْ أَحْسَنُكُمْ قَضَاءً. The best of you are those who are the most generous in settling the debts. The best of you are those who are most generous in settling their debts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time of settling, we are on time. We don't unnecessarily delay repayment. Time of asking, we are courteous, we are generous. And a person should avoid unnecessary debts. We are living in a time and age where finance and debts and short-term loans and soft loans, not soft loans, but loan sharks are operating so often. It's so tempting to buy something on credit. This is not something of the life of a Muslim. As far as we can manage, we shouldn't buy anything on credit. And if we happen to buy on credit, let us make sure that we cut out all our luxuries and try and repay as soon as possible. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Today is Friday. You should try and read Surah Kahf. Send plenty salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for the Jumu'ah salah and take advantage between the time of Asr and Maghrib, because ulama of the opinion that du'as are answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.